An estimated 1 million Ohio homes get rid of waste with a septic tank and system, but many of them are failing. That's why the Ohio EPA started a state-administered loan program to help low-income people fix their systems. The goal is to bring every septic system in the state up to code. Before Deborah Leonard got her septic tank replaced, it was 100 years old and causing a variety of problems.
Oh yes, it was leaking back into my pump house. So, and water standing, sewage standing, it was bad. My system, like I said, it's very old it was.
Leonard lives off a gravel country road with her two dogs and two horses in Fayette County and has been in the same house for 10 years.
My grandmother bought it in 1951. And she lived here till she passed, and then it was given to me.
It's a problem many people are facing in Ohio, according to EPA spokeswoman Dina Pierce.
As much as a third of home septic systems are failing to some degree. This allows untreated sewage to be discharged into groundwater or surface water.
The discharge spreads harmful bacteria.
One stream flows into another and so on, so it actually affects the whole state.
That's why the state EPA started a principal forgiveness loan program in 2016. The EPA gives money to counties that then give money to individuals who need help. Once money transfers from counties to individuals, it acts as a grant. Who's eligible varies by county, but the money is supposed to help people who are low income. People can get as little as 50% off, or as much as 100% of the cost of the system replacement covered. Kelly Spindler is the environmental director for the Fairfield County Health Department.
You know, it's a long process. There's a lot of steps that we have to go through.
Fairfield County helped 9 families so far last year.
And sometimes it takes, well over a year when we have weather issues and things like that that we have to deal with.
Septic systems have to be installed. It can be hard to get the funds used up because while the service is needed, Spindler says some people are scared to seek solutions for their defective septic tanks for fear of being penalized.
Because people are afraid to contact us because they may know they have a problem.
According to Spindler, a new system can be up to $20,000, but is $5,000 on average.
So we try to make it a way so that they don't feel like they're going to get in trouble if they make a phone call.
Because of the long process, several counties have not yet chosen recipients for the 2018-2019 cycle and are still looking for people to apply. Almost 80% of Ohio counties received some sort of funding. Even though it took 2 months for the Fayette County Soil and Conservation District to install Deborah Leonard's new septic system, it was a worthwhile wait after years of problems. She smiles as she shuffles to the side of her house, pointing out the features of her newly installed septic system.
Similar to an irrigation system, and there's tubes runs all through here, and then there's two tanks there, there's a computer box. So, and it's all computerized. It'll turn on a certain time and run the system. But it has a, alarm system on if something goes wrong. And and a couple of things just went wrong. No big deal. So, that's trial and error on things. They have to work it out. But it works fine now.
Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.